This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The housing market took a bit of a surprising turn last month. Sales of new homes fell in September, 3.5%. That's from the Census Bureau and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Down, we should say, from August, so it's month on month. From September a year ago, though, sales are actually up more than 30%. Low mortgage rates, not a lot of supply of existing homes, and a whole lot of people looking for more space in this pandemic equals a whole lot of demand for new and bigger construction, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
The average size of a new single-family home peaked at 2,689 square feet 5 years ago. Think maybe a two-story house with four bedrooms and 2.5 baths. That average has been falling gradually ever since, as more millennials have entered the market seeking affordable first homes. But now,
because of the pandemic, we are seeing data already that builders are getting more and more requests for larger homes because people want more space.
Rose Quint with the National Association of Home Builders predicts in the second half of this year, average home size will start growing again as buyers look for space to work, go to school, and exercise at home. A return to bigger homes isn't great for the environment, says Maury Cohen, who teaches sustainability at the New Jersey Institute of Technology.
Clearly, it takes more energy to heat and cool larger spaces rather than smaller spaces.
But even if people want bigger houses, they can't necessarily afford them. Allie Wolf is chief economist at Zonda, a housing data and consulting firm.
And so builders are really struggling with, should we build larger homes that may have to come with a larger price tag?
Or find creative workarounds that buyers can afford. One builder she knows took a bit of extra closet space and turned it into a Zoom room, just big enough for a desk and chair. Same square footage, whole different vibe. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.